The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's always nice to have you with us on this broadcast. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1, these words, I beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. Oh, how expressive these words are in talking about our Lord. It makes us think about what he said in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, when he said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Also Matthew 12, verses 18 through 20 come to mind. In dealing with people, we read here of Jesus says, A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench. This is a quotation from the book of Isaiah. Then we think about the gentle Savior with the little children in his arms. Although Jesus was meek and lowly, as Paul said, at times his teachings came through as hard sayings, and he was especially stern in dealing with religious hypocrites. Jesus preached a sermon on the bread of life. We read about it in John chapter 6, and especially verse 60, where we find it says, Many of his disciples, when they heard this saying, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? This word hard, as translated out of the original language, literally means dried up, stiff, or rough. In other words, repulsive or offensive to the minds of those who heard. Not only were many of his teachings classified as hard sayings as far as their content was concerned, but because of their application. Jesus could be very gentle in dealing with the ordinary sinner who had gone astray, but he had no patience with religious hypocrites. Oh, read that famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's a mistake to think of this sermon as a positive address. It's rather negative. It actually is an attack upon the scribes and Pharisees. It cuts right at the heart of the scribes and Pharisees and their religious practice and their lack of practice. Matthew chapter 23, we find the Lord pronouncing the woes upon the scribes and Pharisees. In addressing these people, this is literally a verbal onslaught of hard sayings. As someone has well said, Jesus was not crucified for saying, Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, but for saying, Consider the scribes and Pharisees, how they live. Well, today, and perhaps a few days ahead, I would like for us to be thinking about some of the hard sayings of the gentle Savior, some of the hard sayings of the gentle Master. We suggest that you read the last half of chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. John chapter 6, perhaps beginning with about verse 32 and going through the remainder of that chapter. This was an occasion which resulted in the teachings of Jesus being called a hard saying. After spending an unusual night on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus was fresh back from the northwestern side where the day before he had miraculously fed 5,000 people, not counting the women and children. Oh, this was great, and what better person could they have than this for a king? They planned to take Jesus by force and make him a king. But to be an earthly king was not why Jesus had come into this world. He evaded their selfish aspirations for him, slipping away from the crowd into the mountains to be alone all night. The next day, back in Capernaum in the synagogue, Jesus preached a sermon on the bread of life that we have asked you to read in John chapter 6. They had been greatly impressed by his feeding them with physical food, but Jesus said that they must eat another kind of food or bread to be acceptable in his sight. This is where the hard saying begins. Time's run out today, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Thank you for listening.